BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has criticised those he says are trying to pressure Israel's military tactics in Gaza. His remarks come as the IDF is engaged in the heaviest day of fighting since the start of the Gaza war. Paul Adams reports from Jerusalem.
With American officials starting to voice disquiet about Israel's tactics, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had words for those who he said were trying to pressure Israel. The only way to finish the job quickly was to use crushing force against Hamas. That approach is once again killing large numbers of civilians and sending others fleeing for safety. In a meeting earlier with recently released hostages and the families of those still being held by Hamas, the Prime Minister found himself under attack. In a leaked recording of the meeting, one former hostage, who hasn't been identified, accused Mr. Netanyahu of putting politics above the safe return of the remaining 138 hostages. Her outburst was greeted with applause.
President Biden has indicated that part of his motivation to run for a second term next year is to oppose Donald Trump's attempt to return to the White House. Here's our Washington correspondent, Peter Bowes.
It isn't certain at this stage that Donald Trump is going to be the Republican candidate. He is significantly ahead of the other contenders for that nomination. But as we all know, Donald Trump is facing huge legal issues with criminal trials. There is the possibility that one of the other contenders, Nikki Haley, the former UN representative, some people are suggesting that perhaps she could be the Republican candidate. So are we seeing Joe Biden here, perhaps considering that if Donald Trump isn't the candidate, he won't be the candidate either?
The president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, has unexpectedly cancelled a planned address to US senators via video link. He was expected to appeal for American funding to help fight against Russia's invasion. The Senate is due to vote tomorrow on an emergency aid package worth more than $60 billion. The Nobel Peace Laureate Malala Yousafzai has said the Taliban in Afghanistan had made girlhood illegal and called for gender apartheid to be designated a crime against humanity. In a lecture to mark the 10th anniversary of the death of Nelson Mandela, she said there was now an opportunity to do so.
South Africans fought for racial apartheid to be recognised and criminalised at the international level. In the process, they drew more of the world's attentions to the horrors of apartheid. Gender apartheid has not been explicitly codified yet. That is why I call on every government in every country to make gender apartheid a crime against humanity.
BBC News. Peru's Constitutional Court has ordered the release from jail of the disgraced former president Alberto Fujimori. He's serving a 25-year sentence after being convicted of ordering the massacre of 25 people in the 1990s, when his government was engaged in a war with the Maoist Shining Path guerrillas. Thousands of people have attended the funeral of an Italian university student who was murdered last month in a case that triggered nationwide protests and demands for greater protection for women. Giulia Cecchettin's body was found with multiple stab wounds after she'd been missing for a week. A former boyfriend has been arrested and confessed to the killing. The authorities in Sierra Leone say they've arrested one of the organisers of last month's attempted coup, along with two accomplices. The Information Ministry named him as Amadou Koita, a bodyguard for the former president Ernest Bai Koroma. A co-founder and the original lead vocalist of the British rock band The Moody Blues, Denny Lane, has died at the age of 79. David Sillitoe looks back at the singer's life.
As the lead singer of the Moody Blues, Denny Lane was the voice of their hit Go Now. Since you gotta go, oh, before heading off on a solo career. Say you don't mind, you don't mind. And then in 1971, he got a call from Paul McCartney. Would he like to join a new band?
I would see him in clubs like Speakeasy or the Bag of Nails or whatever, and we'd go out from there to other clubs. I know we went to see Hendrix for the first time, for example, together, and David Essex, and I kind of wasn't in awe of him so much, you know. So, although he's like a bigger brother to me, an older brother.
That report from David Sillitoe, BBC News.